treason, sedition, rebellion. This is the heritage of the American patriot. Those revolutionaries who stood on principle to fight against tyranny no matter the cost. And that spirit lives strong today in the activists and freedom fighters who fight against the authoritarian state. Each in their own way, each with their own mission, united for the cause.
I had the idea to run on a platform of fuck the police prior to actually winning the primary.
I mean, AOC is a drama queen and she's full of shit.
They said, you don't get to tell us no, we're the state health department. And I said, hell no.
You brought a freaking guillotine.
People already pushing back in ways that didn't even need any votes to be cast.
I'm not ratting on anybody, and I did what I did, so you're going to have to give me what the law says you have to give me.
You want to make the world a better place? Have some babies and raise them to not be stupid.
Hope I don't get canceled. Talk to you.
These are the people whose stories I'm here to share. I'm Justin O'Donnell, and this is Submersive.
Man, governments are not going to like this shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, activists, anarchists, and shit posters at every corner of the internet, thank you for tuning in to Subversive number 98. As always, I'm your host, Justin O'Donnell. So before we get started, just remember whatever platform you listen on, whether it's YouTube Live, Odyssey, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, or on the air at LRN.fm, you can make sure that you can help grow the show by liking, commenting, subscribing, letting us know what you thought about each episode, and most of all, sharing with your friends. And if you enjoy the content, you can join the insurgency by visiting Patreon at patreon.com/O'Donnell. Again, join the insurgency today at patreon.com/O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. And make sure to check out snackswag.com so you can get all your favorite Subversive merch, including some brand new designs for t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, and more. Again, that's snackswag.com. You can get brand new official podcast merch today. And if you want to keep in touch between shows, follow me on social media, join our community Discord channel where you can chat with other fans of the show at any time. And all of these links can be found in the description of the video or podcast that you're listening to. So make sure to check them out. Now, today I want to talk a little bit about free speech and the history of free speech and censorship and what it's done throughout history and what it's come to in the Western world today. In the news lately, we've had the ongoing expose of the Twitter files and Elon Musk bringing to light a new form of whistleblowing of private actors censoring on the behest of the government. And people have started to raise questions of what does this mean for free speech? What is this? We libertarians have always taken the position that private platforms are free to censor their own content and manage their own private property. But what happens when it's done so at the behest of the government and when it's done so in the public square, where social media has largely replaced other forms of news media as where people get their information from? Well, first, why don't we define what we mean by free speech? Simply put, free speech is the idea that people have the right to express their thoughts and ideas freely without fear of punishment or censorship. This includes the freedom to speak, write, and publish one's opinions, as well as the freedom to access information from a variety of sources. The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution recognizes the importance of free speech and protects it as a fundamental right. The text of the First Amendment reads, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of their grievances." This amendment ensures that the government cannot censor speech or the press and guarantees the right of individuals to express themselves freely. An open press is also an important part of a free society. An open press refers to the freedom of the media to report on events and issues without fear of censorship or punishment. It's crucial for ensuring that people have access to accurate and reliable information and can make informed decisions about the issues that affect their lives. Unfortunately, censorship has been around for as long as people have been expressing their thoughts and ideas. Throughout history, governments and other powerful actors have sought to suppress information and opinions that they disagree with or find inconvenient. This has often led to the suppression of free speech and the open press, and has had severe consequences for both individuals and society at large. Fortunately, there have been times when people have fought back against censorship and defended their right to free speech. And however, these struggles have often been difficult and required great courage, but they've also been instrumental in promoting freedom and democratic rule around the world. And free speech plays a vital role in promoting open and honest debate. In a free society, people should be able to express their opinions and ideas without fear of retribution. This allows for a diversity of viewpoints to be expressed and considered, which is essential for making informed decisions and arriving at the truth. When people are able to speak and share their ideas freely, it helps create vibrant and dynamic public discourse. This encourages critical thinking and allows people to challenge each other's ideas and assumptions, leading to a deeper understanding of the issues at hand. However, when free speech is suppressed or censored, it can have serious consequences. Ideas and perspectives that challenge the status quo may be silenced, leading to narrow and distorted views of the world. This can stifle innovation and progress and make it harder for people to make informed decisions about the issues affecting their lives. It's important to recognize that free speech is not just about protecting popular or mainstream opinions. It's about protecting the right of individuals to express their ideas and opinions, even if they are unpopular or controversial. What brought the ACLU to prominence throughout history, in American history, the American Civil Liberties Union, was defending the right of neo-fascists and Nazis and white supremacists to hold rallies and preach their hateful and divisive rhetoric, because even though it was distasteful, it was their right to do so. Without this protection, it becomes much easier for those in power to suppress dissent and control narratives. In short, free speech does play a crucial role in promoting open and honest debate and ensuring that people have an access to a diversity of viewpoints and information, and without it, our ability to make informed decisions and arrive at the truth is greatly impaired. Free speech is also crucial for holding power accountable. When people are able to speak out and criticize those in power, it helps ensure that they are not able to abuse their authority or act against the interests of the people they serve. In this way, free speech acts as a check on power and helps promote transparency and good governance. For example, consider the role of the media in a free society. When the media is free to report on events and issues without fear of censorship or punishment, it can serve as an important watchdog that holds those in power accountable for their actions. This can help to expose corruption, abuse of power, and other wrongdoings, and can help ensure that those in positions of authority are held to account for their actions. However, when free speech is suppressed or censored, it becomes much harder to hold those in power accountable. Without the ability to speak and criticize those in power, it becomes much easier for them to act without scrutiny or oversight. And this leads to corruption, abuse of power, and other forms of misconduct going unchecked, which can have serious consequences for individuals and society as a whole. And just as free speech is about protecting unpopular opinions from outside the mainstream, it's also about protecting the public interest and ensuring that those in positions of power are held accountable for their actions. Without free speech, it becomes much harder to expose wrongdoing and ensure that those in power are acting in the best interests of the people they serve. Free speech is also very closely tied to other fundamental rights, such as freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. These rights are often interconnected and rely on each other for their protection. For example, consider the freedom of religion. The freedom to worship as one sees fit is meaningless if one's not also free to speak about one's beliefs and share them with others. Without the freedom to express one's religious beliefs, the right to practice one's religion becomes little more than a hollow shell. Similarly, the right to assemble and protest is meaningless if one is not also free to speak out against injustice and express one's grievances. Without the ability to speak out and make one's voice heard, the right to protest becomes meaningless. In this way, free speech acts as a foundation for other fundamental rights. It enables people to express themselves freely and advocate for their beliefs, which is essential for the protection and promotion of other rights. It's important to recognize that free speech is not just about protecting the rights of individuals to express their opinions. It's also about protecting the rights of groups and communities to advocate for their beliefs and interests. Without this free speech, it becomes harder, if not impossible, for minority voices and perspectives to be heard and for their rights to be protected. Now, throughout history, journalists have often been censored by authoritarian regimes that seek to suppress information and opinions that they disagree with or find inconvenient. This censorship has taken many forms, including imprisonment, torture, and even execution for those who dare speak out against their authorities. Known examples include the Soviet Union, where journalists were heavily censored and expected to adhere to the party line, only talking about bullet points given to them by the state. Those who deviated from this line were often punished or even imprisoned, and the state-controlled media was used as a tool to disseminate propaganda and promote the government's agenda. Another example is China, where journalists have long faced censorship and persecution for attempting to report on sensitive issues or criticize authorities. In recent years, the Chinese government has implemented a sophisticated system of internet censorship and surveillance, which has made it even harder for journalists to report on sensitive issues without fear of retribution. A third example being North Korea, which is one of the most repressive and closed-off regimes in the world. The North Korean government tightly controls the media and censors any information that could be perceived as critical of the regime. Journalists who attempt to report on sensitive issues or expose wrongdoing in the face of severe punishment, including imprisonment and even execution. These examples just illustrate censorship of journalists has always been a common occurrence in authoritarian regimes throughout history. In many cases, the scope of censorship has been expanded to protect the regime against public blowback and to ensure that only information that is favorable to the authorities is disseminated. And this has had serious consequences for the ability of journalists to report the truth and hold power accountable, and has contributed to the suppression of free speech and open press in these societies. Now, the censorship of journalists can have serious consequences for the ability of journalists to report the truth and hold power accountable. And when journalists are censored or punished for attempting to report or on sensitive issues or criticize those in power, it has a chilling effect on their ability to do their job. For example, consider the case of a journalist who is imprisoned or tortured for attempting to report on corruption or abuse of power. This journalist is likely to think twice before attempting to report on similar issues in the future out of fear of retribution. This can lead to self-censorship and a lack of critical reporting on important issues, which has serious consequences for society and human freedom. Similarly, when the media is controlled by the state or other powerful actors, it becomes much harder for journalists to report on sensitive issues or to criticize those in power. This can lead to the suppression of important stories and the dissemination of propaganda and disinformation, which can distort the public's understanding of the issues and make it harder for them to make informed decisions. Now, technology has played a significant role in promoting free speech and helping journalists bypass censorship in recent years. With the proliferation of the internet and social media platforms, it has become much easier for people to express their opinions and access a diversity of viewpoints and information. For example, consider the role social media platforms had in the Arab Spring uprisings, where people were able to use platforms like Facebook and Twitter to organize protests, to share information about what was happening on the ground. This helped promote free speech and held those in power accountable, while playing a significant role in the ousting of several authoritarian regimes in the region. Similarly, technologies helped create new avenues for journalists to report on sensitive issues and bypass censorship. For example, many journalists use encrypted messaging apps and other tools to communicate with sources while in the attempt to protect their anonymity, which can be crucial for exposing wrongdoing and holding those in power accountable. Journalists in China use VPNs and virtual private networks and other tools to access blocked websites and report on sensitive issues without fear of retribution. And this has helped to expose corruption and abuse of power and has contributed to the promotion of free speech in the open press in the face of tyrannical oversight. But censorship and threats to free speech continue to be serious concerns in the modern world. And many countries, governments, and other powerful actors seek to suppress information and opinions that they disagree with or find inconvenient. Censorship takes many forms and can have serious consequences for those who dare to speak out against the authorities. One example of censorship in the modern world is China, who's implemented a sophisticated system of internet censorship and surveillance with their social credit scores and mass surveillance systems and their great firewall used to block access to websites and platforms that are deemed inappropriate or threatening to the regime. This made it much harder for your average Chinese citizen to access the diversity of information and has had a chilling effect on free speech in the country as well as political opposition. Another good example is Turkey, where the government has a history of censoring media and punishing journalists who report on sensitive issues or criticize the authorities, such as the Armenian genocide or Turkish relations with Greek and the recent wars in Cyprus. In recent years, the government has shuttered numerous media outlets and imprisoned many journalists, leading to widespread self-censorship and a lack of critical reporting on important issues. The Egyptian government has a long history of suppressing free speech and punishing those who dare to speak out against authorities. And in recent years, the government has used a variety of tactics to suppress free speech, including imprisoning journalists, shutting down media outlets, and censoring the internet, learning from their mistakes during the Arab Spring, where people had access to free speech to communicate and organize. In 2018, a Saudi Arabian journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, was assassinated in Turkey by Saudi agents in retribution for his unfavorable reporting of the Saudi regime and the royal family. And these are just a few examples of censorship and threats to free speech in the modern world. Unfortunately, they're far from alone, and free speech continues to be under threat in many parts of the world. It's up to all of us to stand up for this fundamental right and to defend it against those who seek to suppress it. And censorship is not just a problem in authoritarian regimes. It can also occur in democratic Western societies, including the United States. In the United States, censorship has taken many forms, including the suppression of speech by the government, private actors, and even individuals. One example of censorship in the United States is the censorship of political speech by the government. This has occurred throughout American history and has included efforts to suppress dissent and criticism of the government. During the McCarthy era, the House Un-American Activities Commission conducted a series of investigations and hearings aimed at identifying and punishing alleged communists and other subversive actors. This led to widespread self-censorship and a chilling effect on free speech and public debate. Another example of censorship in the United States is suppression of speech by private actors. This has included efforts by companies and organizations such as Twitter, Facebook, or other large corporations to silence employees or contractors who speak out against them, or to punish those who express controversial or unpopular opinions. For example, many people lost their jobs or have been ostracized for expressing their opinions on social medias or other platforms, especially on controversial issues such as vaccine mandates or wars and overseas. Finally, individuals can also engage in censorship. Some people may try and silence or punish others for expressing opinions that they disagree with or find offensive. And this can occur in a variety of settings, including online, where people may use social media or other platforms to harass or intimidate those who express controversial opinions. It's important to note that we even have a specific word for this. We call it cancel culture. And it's not just a tool of the left, it's historically been a tool of the right and the moral majority. It's also worth noting that there are examples of individuals and organizations that have worked to expose censorship and promote free speech. For example, Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have gained notoriety for publishing leaked documents that have exposed government and corporate wrongdoing. And now Julian Assange is currently a prisoner of the United States federal government facing espionage charges simply for reporting the truth. Similarly, Edward Snowden and Chelsea Manning have faced persecution for exposing government secrets and have become symbols in the fight for free speech. In the UK, Catherine Gunn helped expose illegal action by the US and British governments to start an illegal war in Iraq and was publicly prosecuted for her role in engaging in free speech and journalism. Now, social media platforms have become important forums for free expression and have played a significant role in the promotion of free speech around the world. However, these platforms also have the power to regulate speech and can censor the content they deem inappropriate or offensive. This raises concerns about the potential for censorship by private companies, which are not subject to the same First Amendment restrictions as the government. One potential danger of censorship by private companies is the lack of transparency and accountability, unlike the government, which is ostensibly subject to scrutiny and must justify its actions. Private companies are not required to explain their decisions to censor content. This can make it very difficult for users to understand why their content has been removed and has led to a lack of trust in the platform. Notably, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook have a long history of simply removing channels and censoring content with no warning and no explanation. Another potential danger is the risk of bias or discrimination. Private companies may have their own agendas or may be influenced by outside pressure to censor certain types of content. This can lead to the suppression of certain voices or perspectives, which can have serious consequences for free speech and the free flow of information. Finally, censorship by private companies can also have broader consequences for society. For example, if a social media platform removes content that exposes wrongdoing or holds power accountable, it can have a chilling effect on free speech and the ability of people to hold those in power accountable. One of the most serious dangers of governments coercing private companies to act as agents of censorship is the potential for this abuse of power. When the government has the ability to pressure private companies to censor content on its behalf, it can use this power to suppress dissent and silence critics. This can have serious consequences for free speech and for the ability of people to hold those in power accountable. Another danger is the risk of arbitrary censorship. When private companies are acting at the direction of government, they may be more likely to censor content without careful consideration or due process. This can lead to the removal of content that is important or valuable and can have an extreme chilling effect on free speech. Also, the use of private companies as agents of censorship can also undermine trust in these companies and the internet as a whole. When people see that their content is being censored or removed at the direction of the FBI and backroom deals with Twitter employees, they may lose trust in the platform and may be less likely to use it in the future. This can have serious consequences for the free flow of information and the ability of people to connect and communicate with each other at will. And while private companies do have the right to regulate speech on their platforms, the dangers of governments coercing these companies to act as agents of censorship in favor of government interests is a serious problem and should be avoided. It's important to ensure that the government respects the independence of private companies and does not use its power to suppress free speech. The importance in defending free speech in the face of censorship and attempts to suppress it is critical moving forward in our fight for freedom. Defending free speech in the face of censorship is essential for the health and vitality of any free society. And when people are able to express themselves freely and share their ideas and opinions without fear of retribution, it creates a more open and inclusive society where all voices can be heard. Free speech is also essential for holding power accountable. When people are able to speak out against corruption, abuse of power, or other wrongdoing, it helps expose these issues and can lead to meaningful change if social will demands it. Similarly, free speech is important for the free flow of information and ability of people to make informed decisions. And when people are able to access a diversity of perspectives and opinions, they are better equipped to understand these issues and make informed choices. Unfortunately, free speech is under threat still. Governments and other powerful actors often seek to suppress disinformation and opinions that they find inconvenient or disagreeable, and censorship takes many forms and can have serious consequences for those who dare to speak out against the authorities. An issue is not relegated to the traditional authoritarian regime. Censorship now has become a problem in the West as well. The media plays a vital role in providing information and context that helps people understand the world around them and make informed decisions. However, the media can also be biased, and biased press can have serious consequences for society. One of the things I want to explore with this is the concept of a biased press and its dangers, as well as ways we can address it. A biased press is one that is not objective or impartial, but rather presents information in a way that is biased or slanted toward a particular point of view. This can result in political, corporate, or personal bias, and can occur at any level of the media mafia, from individual journalists to major news outlets to government press agents. And press bias is not only an avenue for censorship, a motivation for censorship, it's also a mechanism for censorship. And a free and independent press is essential for the health and vitality of any society. When the media is free to report on sensitive issues and criticize those in power without fear of retribution, it helps hold those in power accountable while promoting transparency and accountability. A free and independent press is also important for the free flow of information and the ability of people to make informed decisions. We've covered all this. However, it's important to understand how the facade of a free and independent press behind the curtain of bias is as dangerous as censorship coming from the state. There's several different types of bias. We talked about political bias, corporate bias, and personal bias. Political bias refers to the tendency of the media to favor or criticize a particular political party, ideology, or candidate. This can occur, again, at any level, from the journalist to the editor, and can be the result of a variety of factors, including personal beliefs, corporate interests, or outside pressure, such as the government. Political bias has serious consequences for democratic systems as it distorts the public's understanding of the issues and undermines trust in media. Corporate bias refers to the tendency of media to favor or promote the interests of certain corporations or industries. And this can occur when media outlets receive financial support or other benefits from these corporations or industries, or when they are owned by these entities. Corporate bias, again, can seriously undermine trust in a free and independent media. And personal bias refers to the tendency of individuals, including journalists, to favor or criticize certain viewpoints or perspectives based on their own personal beliefs or experiences. And again, it can occur at any level and have serious consequences for the integrity of journalism. And one of the most serious consequences of a biased press is the distortion of truth. When the media is biased, it can present information in a way that is incomplete, misleading, or outright false. And this can have serious consequences for democracy, as it can distort everything. What is and is not true is often the foundation of the decisions we make and the information provided to help us make those decisions. A biased press can also undermine trust in media. When people see that the media is biased or slanted towards a particular point of view, they may lose trust in media as a whole. And I think we've seen that in today, in the modern world, where media is largely discounted as quote-unquote fake news. A biased press suffering this loss of credibility and being perceived as biased or untrustworthy is less likely to be taken seriously or to be believed by the public. It's the problem of the boy who cried wolf at a catastrophic level. When the media has no credibility and no accountability, when there is something critical for the media to report on, people are more keen to ignore it. So how can we address this? How can we overcome our biased, censored media? One way to address bias in the media is through media literacy and critical thinking. Teach people, teach your children how to critically evaluate the media and identify bias. We can help them become more informed and better equipped to make their own decisions. And this does involve teaching people how to identify different types of bias, how to evaluate the credibility of sources, and how to seek out multiple perspectives on an issue. There are some great tools out there and some great organizations working to do this. People like Stacia Wilson at Second Look News, where they don't break news, they report on weeks-old news, and showing every piece of bias and every piece of evidence and all the sources to thoroughly research a piece. Another way to address bias in the media is the diversification of media sources. By exposing people to a variety of media outlets and perspectives, we can help them develop more nuanced understandings of the issues to make more informed decisions. This can involve encouraging people to seek out media outlets that represent a diversity of viewpoints, not just your Fox News, not just your CNN, your Al Jazeera, your BBC, your RT Today, but also your independent media outlets that are not beholden to any particular interests or agendas. And finally, press accountability and transparency. You can help address bias in media by holding media outlets accountable for their reporting and by promoting transparency in their operations. We can help ensure that they are presenting accurate and unbiased information by holding them accountable for their errors, encouraging them to disclose any conflicts of interest, and promoting transparency in their funding and ownership. But the reality is, the future of free speech is likely in the hands of alternative media and independent journalists. In today's increasingly consolidated and corporate-dominated media landscape, it's becoming harder and harder for people to access a diversity of perspective and opinions. This leads to a lack of critical thinking and a narrowing of public discourse. Alternative media and independent journalists provide vital alternatives to the mainstream media, offering a platform for underrepresented voices and a diversity of viewpoints. They're not beholden to corporate interests or the agendas of powerful elites, and as a result, they're often more willing to report on sensitive issues and hold power accountable while speaking truth. In addition, technology has made it easier for alternative media and independent journalists to reach a global audience and bypass censorship. With the rise of the internet and social media, it's become easier for people to share information and express themselves freely. It's become especially important in countries where free speech is suppressed, such as the United States, and where traditional media is controlled by the state, such as the United States, or other powerful actors, such as the United States government. So in my call to action in the year 2023 is for each and every one of you to support an independent journalist out, to support alternative media, whether financially or simply with your views. Support the platforms that they rely on, because unlike the corporate media, they're not bought and paid for. They're not owned and subsidized. Your average independent journalists, your First Amendment auditors, your activist reporters, they rely on your donations, they rely on your patronage, they rely on your support to make each article and each breaking news item worth the time it took them to do it. And thank you so much for joining me tonight. And remember, until next time, you be free. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Subversive. Make sure to like, subscribe, and turn on notifications to get alerted every time we go live on YouTube. And make sure to leave some comments and reviews on whatever platform you listen on to let me know what you thought of this episode. And a huge thanks and shout out to our sponsors and the awesome members of the Insurgency on Patreon. If you enjoyed this content, you can join the Insurgency on Patreon by following the links in the description for patreon.com/odama. And if you can't catch the show live, you can always catch it the next day on YouTube, Odyssey, Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, and wherever else you listen to your favorite podcasts every day. So until next time, everybody, be free.